The Coach is In. Join us as we share our stories and hear from business leaders, generational pioneers, and experts as we discuss the personal, relational, and professional challenges we, immigrants, and children of immigrants, face. I'm Irene, your host for today's episode. I'm a holistic leadership coach, and my current focus is helping adult children of highly successful parents cultivate their independence. I want to clarify that when I refer to highly successful parents, I'm not strictly defining success based on income or financial status. It just matters that adult children perceive their parents as highly successful. Parents never really stop being parents, even to their adult children. It is my hope to bridge generational gaps through coaching, through respectful communication and openness to different perspectives. And without further ado, I hope you find something valuable in my story. My self-development journey began when I almost lost someone dear to me to depression. While I was doing my best to keep a sense of normalcy, I couldn't help but draw parallels to my own experience. I could easily have been that person. I could easily have been the one to lose myself to depression. My first venture into therapy necessitated that I examine the root that shaped my belief system for the last 3 decades, my family. As an immigrant with no background in psychology at the time, the awareness that emerged from this experience was radical and difficult, to say the least. As a young adult who recognized my parents as my primary role model, it took me considerable deliberation before I finally saw them for who they are, shortcomings and all. This, I believe, is a pivotal moment in every adult's life, if you ever get to it at all. You see, I grew up in the Philippines, where schools, and arguably even society at large, preferred to teach through a didactic approach. The environment I grew up in conjunction with my parents' parenting style, solidified their expectations of me. What role I fulfill in the family, who I'm responsible for, who I can and cannot date, and what profession I can pursue. There was never any room for discovery, for identity. As a young adult who constantly questioned societal norms and the status quo, I was very protective of my own headspace, not wanting to be influenced by authoritarian figures in my life. Over time, I relied only on myself, mistrustful of anyone who offered so-called help. Nonetheless, no one is impervious to the influences of one's parents. I grew up listening to contradictory messages. Don't eat too much, they say, and yet they fill up your plate despite your objections. You're not allowed to talk to the opposite sex, and then out of the blue, they ask when you're getting married. Why aren't you at the top of your class when they took the joy out of studying? Why aren't you getting promoted to leadership positions, earning enough money, doing better than so-and-so, when they beat the confidence out of you? They are quick to point out what you are not, take the credit out of your accomplishments, and leave you feeling like you're never enough, despite your best efforts. I was confused and mistrustful. My therapist's work was cut out for her. The biggest shifter in the inner work I had to do was taking a leap of faith in who to trust. Therapy, similar to coaching, doesn't work unless you allow yourself to be brave enough to reach the vulnerable depths of your subconscious. Trust, I discovered, is built when you hold someone with unconditional positive regard. As a coach myself, I learned that people are more forthcoming about their insecurities and shameful experiences when I hold a safe space and make them feel accepted as they are. Truth is vital, but without love, it is unbearable. The antidote to our pain, our grief, and our shame is kindness. Only when we see our truth with kindness can we begin to rewrite our narrative in a positive light. Only then can we see past our failures, learn from our mistakes, and take affirmative action. With all that behind me, and with all the headspace I have taken back for myself, I began to discover other aspects of my life that are just as important as my financial health. As a millennial who was raised by baby boomers with a singular lifetime goal of making money, I deviated from this mindset in order to find a sustainable way of living. One that enriches me the more I keep investing my time and energy into it. I have found that investing in my mental and physical health, my emotional intelligence, and meaningful relationships not just provides the foundation with which to achieve my financial goals. It is elemental to a richer, happier life. I have shifted from goal-based living to value-based living. I no longer chase goals to check off my bucket list. For what am I, stripped off of my possessions and accomplishments? I have learned to stay in the present, to live in the moment. I now look at every goal, every challenge, as an opportunity to be. A dancer exists in the dance. An artist exists in the art. We exist in our work, in whatever form we choose. I once asked my dad, an engineer by trade, a businessman by profession, what makes him happy? He took a moment to consider the question, and as if weight was lifted off his shoulders, he said, tinkering with machines in the shop. I guess my role model didn't lead me astray after all. If he's influenced me in any way, it's that I share his core value of being grounded, seeing beyond the glitz and glamour to know what really matters to us. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, share with a friend, and follow us on Instagram at The Coaches In Podcast. As I wrap up today's session, I invite you to reflect on what resonated with you in today's episode. If you're interested in exploring the topic as it relates to your own personal experience, head to the show notes and visit www.thecoachesinpodcast.com. That's www.thecoachesinpodcast.com. Get ready to break personal, cultural, or generational barriers that get in the way of being the best version of yourself and living the best version of your life.